As part of our continuing radio informational series, Matters of Our Community, because our communities matter, we're here today with Peter Bieber, who's a firefighter and paramedic at the Mason City Fire Department. Welcome, Peter. I understand that Fire Prevention Week is coming up October 8th through the 14th, and you guys have something planned for Sunday, October 15th. Can you kind of tell us about Fire Prevention Week and your upcoming event at the Mason City Fire Department?
Absolutely. As you said, October 8th to the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week. This year, our theme is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out, which stresses the importance of families and individuals making sure that they have not just two ways out of their home, but two ways out of any room, if any building that they're in, you know, whether it's a window, whether it's the primary door to come into. So we're really stressing that so that people practice that kind of stuff in their home plans. So that if something does happen, they're ready and they know exactly, what they're going to do as far as if there's a fire in their house. Sunday, October 15th is our annual open house. It's from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Mason City Fire Headquarters, located at 350 5th Street Southwest. And we encourage the public. It's a great family event. We have all kinds of static displays set up there, a number of different live demonstrations that we'll be doing. Stressing a little bit about what we do in our jobs and then also stressing the need for fire safety, especially, you know, in the home and the kitchens and things like that. So
Sure. And it's real important to be reminded of these measures, too, to prevent fires at your house. Make sure that the smoke detector's got fresh batteries. I mean, this is a good time to do that.
Absolutely. You know, we still lose over 3,000 people a year in fires in this country. We feel that, you know, trending downward, you know, there seems to be fewer each year. But, you know, for us, it's still way too many people that we're losing. So we really do stress that, making sure that everybody has smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. You know, you really don't want to skimp on safety when it comes to your home.
Sure, absolutely. When you got family living in the
house,
you want to make sure that everything is all good to do. And what are some of the things outside of Fire Prevention Week that people can do year-round as far as, like, fire prevention? Just a good rule of thumb, some friendly reminders?
You know, we certainly encourage the use of fire extinguishers in the home. Keep a good all-purpose fire extinguisher, one that'll put out type A, B, and C A, B, and C fires. We also encourage everybody to have a home exit plan. We are big on what we call Operation Edith, which is exit drills in the home. You want to practice that plan at least twice a year. Practice during the daytime, practice during the nighttime. Have your kids practice it alone so that if adults aren't around for whatever reason,
sure,
then the kids know what they need to do to get out of that house.
Sure, absolutely. And have a family meeting place outside where everybody
exactly.
gets together.
Yep, don't plan on meeting in a car or something like that. You know, plan a big tree in the yard, plan to meet out by the mailbox, something that is stationary that doesn't move so that there's no confusion whatsoever.
Sure, and you guys have also got a breast cancer fundraiser. You guys are selling t-shirts too, obviously, with the month of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You guys have got something going on there at the fire department as well.
Yes, we do. We have a member whose family has been affected by that this year. We've done this in years past. It's affected me and my family. It's affected several firefighters and their family members as well. So we've done this in years past. So we will have t-shirts available that the members of the public who attend our open house can purchase on Sunday when they come in, and that'll be Sunday the 15th. Yeah, so we've done this in years past, and it's been a tremendous event and gets a lot of recognition. It's very visible. So all month, if you see the firefighters on duty, you'll see us wearing those t-shirts and stuff this month to promote cancer awareness.
Excellent. Thank you, Peter, for speaking with us today and being part of our Matters of Our Communities, because our communities matters series. And thank you to the great folks at Poet Biorefining in Hanlontown for supporting this new informational safety awareness series. Peter, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me in.